Proclamation number 7564 of 31st of March, 1960. Presentation of the Lord's Supper. All of you who hear my word and take it into your hearts, who are now also active according to it, are moving in my grace. Then you will evaluate a gift of grace of immeasurable strength. You will be filled by my Spirit, which will now pour into you through my word. And it will be easy for you to believe, because my word from above is proof of my love for you, and my love is now also a guarantee for you that you receive the truth from me. You receive great grace through my word, and your soul derives great spiritual benefit from it, because you use everything imparted to you through my word to mature spiritually. If you now accept my word directly from me, even if it is conveyed to you through my messengers, then you draw from the source. You drink the water of life at the spring which I myself have opened up for you. You let yourselves be fed and watered by me myself. You come to my table and take supper with me. You get the nourishment which your soul needs in order to mature on this earth. And it is I myself who offers you the nourishment, because I know what you need for your soul's salvation. I know that your soul is weak and needs to be strengthened. I know that it is sick and in need of healing medicine, and I know that only the nourishment I myself give you will let it become healthy and strong. And therefore I invite you again and again to come to my table and take supper with me. But you must come to me yourselves. You must take the path to the spring from which the living water flows. You must bow down and drink if your soul is to be nourished and refreshed for its further earthly progress. You must accept my word and not be satisfied that you are offered inferior nourishment elsewhere which is not beneficial for your soul. You must ask me for food and drink for your soul. For only one can offer you the manna from the heavens. Only one can convey his word to you from above. And this one is the word itself from eternity. And when the word itself bends down to address you, then open your ears and heart and listen to what I have to say to you. When I myself invite you to come to my table in order to let yourselves be satisfied by me, then accept this invitation and be my guests who gratefully receive what the host offers them. And if you entrust yourselves to me and let me take care of you myself, I will truly provide you with everything your soul and body need during your earthly existence. Yet my concern for your soul is paramount, so that you will not come to harm and lose eternal life. And therefore I will always make my will known to you through my word, so that you will comply with it and prepare your soul for life in the spiritual kingdom. I will take care of your soul so that it does not need to live in want, but I will also give the body what it needs as long as the soul resides in it. You shall be satisfied spiritually and earthly. You shall know that you can turn to me at any time in spiritual and earthly adversity, that you will never ask in vain. But you should come to me yourselves. You should seek out the source which is opened up to you by my love. You should let yourselves be addressed by me and gratefully accept all my gifts of love from my hand. And then you shall evaluate the blessings which I abundantly bestow upon you, so that you may mature in your soul, so that you may acquire the kingdom of heaven and be blessed. Amen.